Jem blinked and tried to focus on where he'd heard the rustling sound. In spite of his abrupt awakening, he felt groggy from his unplanned nap. The sun had dipped behind the hills in the west, but no evening breeze had risen to chase away the suffocating heat. Sweat beaded his forehead. Jem ignored the sticky drops and peered at the underbrush near the dead calf. Had the noise really come from there? He glanced toward the rangeland. The herd was gone, no doubt bedded down for the night under a grove of oak trees. Swish! Crackle! The rustling came again. Jem turned. A shadowy form, all gray and black, was creeping around in the underbrush. The wolf! Jem quietly worked the lever to insert a cartridge into the rifle's chamber. The fading light made it difficult to see clearly, but Jem could tell the beast was inching its way closer. He'd been on a wolf hunt with Pa a year ago. Jem knew the wolf was more afraid of him than he was of it. All he had to do was sit tight, wait for the wolf to show itself, take aim, and pull the trigger. Pa made it look so easy. But now, with night closing in, it sure didn't feel easy. Jem found it hard to keep the heavy rifle steady as he pointed it toward the rustling sound. Snap! A branch broke. At the same time, a piercing howl split the air. Startled, Jem pulled the trigger before he realized the wolf's cry was coming from some distance away. The rifle shot exploded and thrust Jem backward with a yelp of surprise. Jem hadn't meant to shoot just then, but his fingers had taken over. Did I get it? He heard another faraway howl. Hang it all, I missed! The wolf was no doubt hightailing it out of the area as fast as it could. Just then, snapping noises in the brush made Jem's heart pound. He caught his breath and strained to listen. Maybe a wolf hadn't been prowling around. Maybe it was something else. A bobcat? A coyote? Shooting a coyote didn't bother Jem at all. One less varmint for Nugget to chase away from the henhouse. Jem lay still until his racing heart returned to normal. When he'd recovered his wits, he sat up and readied the Henry rifle with another round, just in case he had shot something, and the animal was still alive. It would be out of its head with pain at being wounded. Jem rose and began to slowly make his way from his hiding place. He wasn't sure what he'd find. He tightened his fingers around the rifle and took a few cautious steps toward where he'd aimed his shot. Halfway across the clearing, Jem heard an agonized moaning. He froze in horror. This was no wounded coyote yipping or the pain-filled growl of a bobcat. A moan like that could only come from one source. A person!